the lack of step down has been an ongoing problem for a number of years. It's not getting any better. We're not seeing any new nursing homes being built in the, especially here in the Northwest region. A lot of them are finding it very difficult to actually make ends meet. They pay a lot for them, but it costs an awful lot to run these. They're having a lot of trouble finding staff, an awful lot of things against them, plus the fact that we have the oldest population in the country in this part of Ireland, and that has an impact on it as well. If you're on a waiting list, and I have heard this from a number of people, if you're on a waiting list for a bed, you will find that the best chance you have of getting a bed in a nursing home is if you stay in hospital. If you go home, your family take you home into their care, you could be very easily moved down the ladder for who'll be next to get a bed. So it's a catch-22 that there's no place, that there's basically no proper and not enough step-down facilities available.
It's putting an awful lot of pressure on the frontline medical system and hospitals. It's putting pressure on beds, and it's putting pressure on staff as well.
A lot of these people do require, the hospital is built for sick people. And if somebody starts to feel, you know, if they're physically not unwell, and they start walking around, if they, you know, have conditions which may mean that they don't have full cognitive facilities, they could start wandering around the hospital. And there's one-to-one staff sitting with quite a few people. And I have seen it in recent months myself. Over the last year, a number of times that I've been in there with different people, I've seen somebody sitting doing a one-to-one, because if the person wanders, it's a working hospital. There are people in and out, there's visitors in and out, there's all sorts of things going on. So doors can be left open, somebody gets out, gets down the corridor, down the lift, they're gone down the street, and suddenly there's a big investigation as to what went wrong. Hospitals are not designed for people who are well. We can't afford to have them there. And how we answer this question, I don't have the answer. We also need to build the additional beds and use other facilities for them. Properly manned and properly built facilities are urgently needed.